add meaning to your birthday. One's birthday is what to remember. It is a day to celebrate. Many birthday parties are concentrated around sensual pleasure, fun making, and enjoyment. There is nothing wrong about this. However, as a Buddhist, if we can add Dhamma to our birthdays, it can be more meaningful and spiritually rewarding. How do people celebrate their birthdays? Apart from fun making and merry making, singing a birthday song, making a wish and blowing out candles, and cutting the cakes is a part of, I would say, major part of the birthday celebration. Now, cutting the cake and blowing out the candles, this is a practice that we can trace back to ancient Greek civilization. According to Greek mythology, the moon goddess is the Artemis. The cake represents the moon. When you put a candle on top of it and light it up, and that represents the moonlight. Before we cut the cake, someone is encouraged to make the birthday wish and blow out the candle. The belief here is the smoke of the candle will carry the wish to the deity. In that way, one's birthday wish comes to true. However, looking at it from the Buddhist point of view, blowing out the candle perhaps may not go along with the symbolic meaning of the candle and the Dhamma value that we want to emphasize. A Buddhist can continue to celebrate birthday in this way with a little bit of modification to this practice and introducing the Dhamma values. Lighting a candle, in fact, is more meaningful. In Buddhist teachings, the light represents the enlightenment, wisdom. The Buddha is known as Tilokadipang Sambuddhang, the light of the triple world. In Buddhist ceremonies, before we start anything auspicious, it is a practice to light up a candle. Whether it is a housewarming ceremony, wedding, or groundbreaking ceremony, or any other auspicious occasions, in traditional Buddhist countries, people light up a candle. Diametrically opposed to light is the darkness. In Buddhist teaching, darkness is symbolically representing ignorance, delusion. Buddhists practice the Noble Eightfold Path to uproot the darkness of delusion and attain the light of enlightenment. The Buddha says, Andhakarena onadda padipanna gavissate. Being enwrapped in darkness, why don't you look for a light? So in this particular case, lighting a candle is more meaningful and go along with the Buddhist views and blends well with the Dhamma. In Tamo Tama Parayana Sutta, the Buddha talks about four groups of human beings. One group of human beings, they are going from dark to dark. These are the human beings who are born to this world in the dark. Throughout the life, they live in the dark, and after the death, they go to dark. Here, these human beings are born to this world with unfavorable conditions because of their previous unwholesome actions. They do not have enough foods and drinks and shelter. Their life is so difficult. They do not have favorable conditions for education. They may live in such places where it is not conducive for the progress. However, these human beings, they also do not make any effort to change their situation. Furthermore, they engage in unwholesome, negative, destructive types of actions, which are karmically bringing them downward. So after the death, they will be born in lower realms. These are the people who are going from dark to dark. There's another group of people who are going from dark to light. Again, these are the people who are born to human realm with unfavorable conditions because of their past actions. Yet, these people are energetic. They try to understand their difficult situations and make effort to overcome them. They will find ways and means to achieve material and spiritual success. Having understood the Dhamma, they will behave in such a way and do such actions which reward karmically after the death to be born in pleasurable, favorable realms. So these are the people who are going from dark to light. Another group of people, they are going from light to dark. These people, they are born into human realm with fortunate conditions, having favorable situations. Because of their past actions, they are born into the families where they have everything and they have good education, social and other beneficial environment which is conducive for their material and spiritual development. Yet, they take things for granted. They become so egoistic, arrogant, and they do not consider the righteous way of living, being ignorant and deluded. They do evil, wicked, immoral actions. As a result, they will go downward. After the death, they will be born in lower realms. So these are the people who are going from light to dark. Then the fourth group of people, they are going from light to light. So as I said, these people born to the human realm with favorable conditions because of their past wholesome actions, yet they do not take life for granted. They do not take favorable conditions for granted. They understand the value of human life, value of time, and they dedicate themselves for spiritual practices. They achieve both material and spiritual wealth. They behave in a such a way that they produce wholesome karmic energy. And after the death, they will be born in higher realms. So these are the people go from light to light. So on your birthday, when you light up a candle, make a wish to go from dark to light, to move from light to light. That is the meaning of lighting up a candle. Not by blowing it out. When you organize a birthday party for your child next time, make him wish a wholesome wish. It can be something to achieve a kind of a practical goal. Or it also can be something to stop a negative habit from his life. Whatever, make him to determine to continue with wholesome aspiration and light up the candle rather than blowing it out. He also can ask the help from bodhisattvas and deities, but encourage him that he doesn't have to wait for bodhisattvas and devas to work on his project, but he has to work on his project, and these bodhisattvas and deities can help him. In this way, we can educate our younger generation to celebrate the birthday with the Dhamma value, and this practice will be greatly beneficial and it will go along with the Buddhist teachings. Another major part of the birthday celebration is singing the birthday song. Everyone will sing together happy birthday song for you. Many friends, relatives, they will come forward and wish all the best, good health, good luck, prosperity, long life, and many other blessings. This is a good practice, a noble practice, along with the Dhamma. But the birthday song reminds us something more fundamental. That is, the fundamental desire of all the living beings. Every living being on this planet wish to be happy. Not a single living being likes to be killed or tortured. No one likes to fall sick and die. We all want joy, not grief. Pleasure, not pain. So the fundamental nature of all the living beings, as the Buddha says, Sukha Kamani Bhutani, all the living beings are seeking after happiness. This is the fundamental nature of all the living beings. Being a Buddhist, take the opportunity to understand this. And then we must behave in a such a way to bring happiness not only to yourself, but also to the others. When we look at some birthday ceremonies, we can see in such birthday parties, living beings are slaughtered. Whether they are big or small, they are slaughtered. Specifically to celebrate a particular birthday of a person. But if you look at from the Buddhist point of view, the day that you are born to the world, if that brings fear, terror, bloodshed, and sufferings to other living beings, what kind of blessings can we expect to have through such kind of action? So when we celebrate the birthdays as Buddhists, we should ever never shed blood or sacrifice or kill any living beings, whether big or small. Look at how we celebrate the birthday of the Buddha, Vesak full moon day. That is the day that we celebrate our greatest teacher's birthday, peacefully, non-violently. In traditional Buddhist countries, all the slaughterhouses are closed and killing animals are banned by law. Liquor shops are closed. Well, we individually can practice a non-violent, peaceful way of celebrating a birthday. One day, the Buddha was going to the city of Savatthi. In between the Savatthi city and Jetagrow, a group of boys were catching fish. Buddha approached them and asked, "Do you fear pain and suffering?" The boys said, "Yes, Lord. We are afraid of pain and suffering." Then the Buddha said, "If you are afraid of pain and suffering, then do not cause any pain or suffering to other living beings." So here the most fundamental philosophy, take yourself for an example, like you wish to be happy, other living beings also wish to be happy. Like you do not want to suffer, other living beings also do not want to suffer. Having understood this, Buddhists on their birthdays, they take actions, basically they have two aspects. In one hand, they relieve suffering. On the other hand, they increase happiness. So what are the actions which are suitable to be done on your birthday? These are fundamentally meritorious actions. Some Buddhists, they go to slaughterhouses and released those animals which were kept for slaughtering purpose. They give life, freedom from fear and suffering. Some others may go to old folk homes, nursing care centers, orphanage, and many other places where you can serve needy and poor people. There are many people who need your support. Even in Singapore, there are a lot of needy and poor people. If you open up your eyes and look around and where to search, you will find them. Approach them and help them to relieve their suffering and make them happy. So this should be the way that we can make our birthday more meaningful and can apply the Dhamma at the same time. In Raga Vinaya Sutta, Buddha also talks about four types of people. One group of people, they work for their own good, their own benefit, but they neglect the rest of the world. Looking at from the Buddhist point of view, these people are selfish. For the reason, they work only for their own benefit and neglect the rest. There is a second group of people, they work tirelessly for the well-being and happiness of the other people. It looked like these people are so noble and selfless. However, looking at from the Buddhist point of view, these people are a little bit foolish. For the simple reason, they neglect their own well-being and happiness. There is a third group of people, they do not work for the well-being and happiness of themselves or for the well-being and happiness of the others. These human beings simply waste their precious human life. I would say these people are useless. Then there is the fourth group of people, ideal people, and a people that we can follow, and they behave according to the Dhamma. Who are these people? They are the ones who work for the well-being and happiness of oneself, and they are the ones who work for the well-being and happiness of the others. These people do not neglect themselves or others, and they are wise people. On your birthday, make an aspiration to be one of them. Or you can make your little son or daughter to have such an aspiration to become a great human being in this society who work for the benefit of oneself and the others. So when we sing or listen to happy birthday song, we must understand the fundamental Buddhist teaching and remind ourselves that every living being wishes to be safe, happy. Other than this, it is also a wonderful day for you to spend some time in mindful reflection. This is a remarkable practice. I would encourage each and every Buddhist to do this. However, When we look at birthday parties, we can see some people on their birthdays, they take drugs and drinks to the extent that they lose control over their own speech and body and actions. And they become crazy. But looking at from the Buddhist point of view, the birthday is one of the most important day in your life. This is the day that you had to be perfectly mindful. It is not a day that you should be negligent. It is not a day that you should lose your mindfulness and common sense. But rather, this is a day that you must spend every single moment mindfully, treasuring your life. Looking at this from the Buddhist point of view, I find it is worth to spend the time in mindful reflection in three key areas. One of them is to remember and be grateful. On the day that you are born to the world, your life was in danger. At the same time, your mother's life also was in danger. She was very anxious. She was having pain and suffering, both physical and mental. And fear, stress, tension has become part of experience of this day. And not only the mother, but also the father. Both mother and father anxiously were waiting for you. And in fact, they are the first people who are extremely happy and joyful to see you. They were in fact waiting almost 1 year to see your face. And that is not the end. This is the beginning. And if you remember very carefully, your mother and father walk the path with you. They walk the life with you. On the day that you went to this school, it is also the day that your mother and father entered to this kindergarten or daycare center. On the day that you sat for PSLE exam, that is also the day your mother and father again sat for the same exam. Throughout your life, no matter what, they walk with you. They were with you like your own guardian deities, protectors. So on your birthday is the day to remember your mother and father and be grateful to them. Other than your beloved mother and father, there might be other people as well who help you, who guide you, and supported you in many ways. And think of these worthy people in your life. And when you remember them, in your mind, say thank you and radiate boundless love and compassion towards them. But thoughts alone are not enough. You must exercise these thoughts when you speak to them and through your actions. You must show your gratitude towards them. So this is something to reflect, to be grateful. Another important aspect to reflect is to forgive. When you reflect your life, you might remember some people who hurt you, did something wrong. And perhaps maybe you are still having some unpleasant thoughts, feelings, grudges towards these people. It is also possible that you have done something wrong towards the other people. You have made some mistakes. So in this particular case, there are two people to be forgiven. One is yourself. Forgive yourself for your wrongdoing, but determine not to repeat them. Learn the lessons from your own mistakes and move forward, having forgiven yourself. Then forgive the other people for their mistake and wrongdoing, for the simple reason, no one is perfect. You like to be forgiven, so as the others. After all, each and every human being is responsible for one's own wholesome or unwholesome actions. So having understood the karmic theory, let go of the grudges, forgive yourself, and forgive the others. The third area of reflection, in fact, is coming from a remarkable Buddhist discourse, Upajjhatana Sutta. In this discourse, Buddha encouraged each and every follower to reflect these five realities in life. When we reflect these five realities, they will eventually bring remarkable benefits. They will change us. Inner transformation will take place eventually, and that will affect our speech and actions, and eventually change our character. These are the five reflections. Getting old, falling sick, death, separation, and the karmic responsibility. If you look at them outwardly, you might think that they are negative. We should not think of them on our birthday. However, we must remember one thing. Buddhists are, by definition, if you were to practice the Dhamma, are heading towards the truth, to ultimate reality, to light. If it is the case, we need to understand the true nature of our own life. Even though outwardly they look like negative, and at beginning they might make you feel fear and bit worry, but eventually when you see the truth, the inner transformation will happen, and then you will start to treasure the life and treasure the conditions in your life and work diligently towards the enlightenment. Whether you are celebrating your birthday at the age of 12, 30, or 50, on that particular day, just remember, today I am 30 years old. During this 30 years period, the old age was happening. That is why we called 30 years old. Even a baby who is 1 week old is still old. So old age does not happen towards the end of our life, but old age is happening every single moment. The moment you are born is the moment that you start to get old. So why do we have to have so much fear and ignorant towards old age? We are always getting old. Every moment we are getting old. It is always happening. Sickness. Sickness can come to our life at any time. It is a fact. When you reflect your life, be grateful that you do not have major sicknesses. You are still healthy, able and capable, can move around, but nothing is guaranteed in life. Understand the nature. There were many people younger to you and having so many dangerous diseases. Some children, even after their birth, and the moment they are born, in fact, they are crippled, they cannot walk, or they are bedridden. Throughout their life, they live in that way. But you are lucky, and you are not like that. However, the third factor is the death. If you were to look at again any time of the past years, you could have died. And death can happen anytime. And this is something to reflect carefully. And when you reflect in this way, you will eventually start to treasure your life, because you will not take your life for granted. You will not take your health for granted. You will not take your youth for granted. You will really take them seriously and understand how blessed you are. The fourth factor, realize that at any moment, anything can happen and we can be separated from each other. When we understand that our loved ones can be separated from each other, these loved things, pleasurable, favorable conditions can change. When you understand the real nature of this life, impermanent, fleeting nature of the life, you will tend to treasure the relationship, treasure the opportunities. Eventually, the fifth one is the karmic responsibility. When you reflect that I'm responsible for my own actions, whether they are good or bad, and that will make you to be a responsible human being. A human being who is responsible for one's own doing is a responsible citizen, a morally good person in the society. So the higher reflection, even though outwardly they may look like negative, and once you put them into practice, the outcome will be remarkable, greatly beneficial. So these are the things that we can do on our birthday. So I think this much is enough as a talk. So if you have got some questions, we can spend time.